to this serving of the BYOB Lecture Series, sponsored by me, Legal Typist CEO and Master Virtual Assistant Andrea Canavina. In today's installment, I discuss digital dictation, the why, how, and what you'll need to upgrade your processes to digital. Now grab your beverage of choice and let the calls go to voicemail. For the next 20 minutes, hang with me virtually while I speak some geek and give you a practical education about digital dictation. If you have any questions during or after the presentation, please feel free to send them in an email addressed to question@legaltypist.com or click on the Ask Andrea icon located on each page of www.lawfirmsolutions.com. First, a little information about myself. My name is Andrea Canavina, and I am a legal technology consultant who has been practicing virtually as legal typist for over 5 years. I started my VA career in 2001 and limit my practice to virtual assistants to the legal industry. I do so as I have over 15 years brick-and-mortar experience in the business of law. In other words, I've worked with all types of attorneys in all types of environments. Throughout the past 5 years I have practiced as a virtual assistant, I have formed relationships with attorneys, small to mid-sized firms, and various companies which provide services to the legal industry. I have helped all to establish digital dictation within their processes and workflow, showing them that doing so A. saves money, B. increases productivity, C. allows them to concentrate on those aspects of running a practice which they enjoy most, or those activities which produce the most revenue, and D. gain control over their document workflow, and thereby better control over their time and resources. In my practice, I have asked many attorneys, law firm administrators, paralegals, IT admins, managing partners, office managers, secretaries, and others about the processes used at their firm. Some use document management software, some don't. Some have websites, some don't. Almost without fail, when asked what attorneys use for dictation, the most common response is a tape recorder. If your firm uses tape-based dictation, then it is already understood that recording actual firm work product is a good way to get things done. And if your firm does not use dictation, you really should, and you should start with digital. Why? It's a given. The process of law requires a great deal of documents. Agreements, stipulations, letters, memos, court-required submissions, contracts, forms, wills, and trusts, just to name a few. The business of law also requires documents. After all, many an attorney's billable hour is spent drafting, reviewing, and revising documents on behalf of their clients. Digital dictation takes the time-saving features of analog dictation, which is the fact that you are recording your work rather than writing or keyboarding, and removes the worst part, the tape. By making the tape an electronic file, it can be manipulated in the same ways as any other type of file, attached to emails, stored in client directories, transferred through a company's network, or any internet connection. Gone are the days of staying late just so you can leave a tape on your secretary's chair. Better still, by making the tape electronic, you also remove the need to have it transcribed by your secretary. Virtual assistant and off-site transcription services are thriving. For more information on the virtual assistant industry, check out www.ivaa.org or simply Google the words virtual assistant. You can also keep an eye out for my next series, Introduction to Virtual Assistants, due out in early 2007. In any event, whether documents reside as paper in a client's Redwell or as electronic files in a computer, the process of their creation has changed little over time. Someone speaks, and someone types. Up until the 1970s, the dictation-to-transcription process generally meant a secretary sitting in the same room with her boss, physically writing down every word uttered into a notebook using shorthand. After this time-consuming task, she would then travel to her desk and typewriter and transcribe her notes as a first draft. The attorney would make revisions by hand, and the document would be retyped from scratch on a new sheet of paper until final, when it was typed one last time from scratch onto letterhead, usually with several carbon copies. For those of you wondering why you put that CC when you copy someone on a letter, or BCC for blind carbon copy. I'm sure anyone who was raised in the PC era can't even imagine typing the same base document over and over, but that was how it was done. The introduction of two pieces of office automation in the 1970s dramatically improved the document generation process: the cassette recorder, and the electric word processor. Instead of tying up a secretary for hours, a cassette recorder allowed attorneys to dictate to a tape, which was then handed to their secretary for transcription throughout her day, or, for larger documents, to the firm's word processing department. With the introduction of recorded dictation, law firm productivity soared. Secretaries could answer phones and handle administrative tasks as they transcribed, and attorneys enjoyed the new freedom of being able to work independent of their secretary, and even office. So long as they had their portable recorder, batteries, and fresh tapes, they could produce and get the work done. The next improvement to the process, or electric word processors, removed the double-entry work of documents created on typewriters, and law firms adopted this newfangled technology with arms wide open. Leading the way was Corel's WordPerfect, which was created specifically for law firms and DOS, long before Windows and Microsoft Word were even a twinkle. Anyway, although not as old as dictation itself, digital dictation has been around for quite some time too. The medical profession has been using digital dictation technology, including call-in and portable recorders, for over a decade. Why? Upgrading to a digital dictation process provided hospitals, clinics, doctors' practices, and insurance companies with the ability for doctors to work remotely with nothing more than a phone or portable recorder and internet connection. 2. Centralization of document workflow for multiple user, multiple site operations. 3. The ability to monitor work in progress and overall productivity. 4. The ability to track and report various metrics and criteria. And 5. The ability to utilize remote transcriptionists and save on personnel costs. The way I see it, any size firm has as much to gain as a comparably sized medical practice by upgrading to digital dictation. When upgrading to digital, what should be highlighted is that those making the recording no longer need to be in the same physical location as the person doing the transcribing, or in today's lingo, can work remotely. Depending on how the capture process is set up, so long as firms' dictators have access to a telephone or the internet, they can produce billable time. Since the dictation file created with digital is electronic in nature, it can be manipulated much the same way as any other computer file, stored, routed through networks, attached to emails, and so on. This makes the dictation file itself much more convenient and user-friendly in today's electronic environment. Along with remote work opportunities for firm dictators, upgrading to digital dictation provides reporting and tracking on each file as it travels through the process, or all of the metrics that a tape-based dictation system simply cannot provide. Hold up a tape and ask an attorney what's on it and see what she or he says. If it were a digital file, however, you already would know the date and time the file was created, by whom, how long it is, and even what client, file, or matter number it is for. So, from an administrator's as well as a dictator's perspective, upgrading to digital dictation provides quite an improvement in how they work. In fact, incorporating digital dictation within your company's workflow processes is probably the single most important business technology decision you can make this year. That may sound like a broad statement, but it's true. While many businesses still use tape-based dictation, the benefits of digital are so overwhelming, it is only a matter of time before tapes go the way of the typewriter, still hanging around the office, but not really used. Okay, so once you have decided to upgrade, there are several options you need to understand to capture your dictation files. First, you have web-based ASP technology. This is usually available through a transcription service or provider, and they give you access to web-based dictation and transcription technology. Along with secure access to web-based accounts from any internet connection, most solution providers also incorporate toll-free dial-in dictation, where a toll-free number is dialed, a passcode punched in, and work is dictated into the receiver or speaker of a standard telephone using the keypad to control the recording functions such as play, rewind, insert, etc. Working with ASP technology has many benefits, including that there's little upfront cost. Services offering access to web-based technology usually charge a small setup fee for each dictator and an ongoing per-minute usage charge for the use of the ASP. These costs generally pale in comparison to the costs incurred for installation and setup of an in-house server-based software solution, with all of the maintenance, training, and user upkeep that entails. ASP technology also allows you the ability to dictate from anywhere there is a standard phone. For those attorneys who frequently travel or those who work from multiple offices, the ability to dictate from any telephone is a great option. ASP technology also offers increased security and confidentiality. Use of a web-based technology provides a higher level of security and confidentiality in that all files are transferred through a secure direct connection. User access is also usually controlled at the firm admin level. In addition to access to the technology, a good legal transcription service provider provides end-user manuals and admin training to seamlessly integrate digital dictation into existing business processes, as doing so translates into less disruption of ongoing workflow and full customization of each phase of the process, from how the dictators dictate to how the transcription is formatted. All should be available with a good transcription provider. Another option for capturing your dictation files is portable recorders. Portable digital recorders can be located in any electronics or office supply store, catalog, or website. They range in price from as little as $50 to $500 and up. Along with the recorder, software is provided for the transfer of the digital file created by the unit to a computer, generally through a USB cable or cradle. A user guide and software also included with the recorder contain instructions and a tutorial. Dictating is fairly straightforward and quite similar to analog dictation. When purchasing a unit, note button size, shape, and location. Be certain that the unit is not so small or button placement so awkward that it is uncomfortable to use. Also be certain that the recorder has all the functions needed. Some less expensive models, for instance, do not have the ability to insert, that quick rewind to go back over what you just said to say it better. Some also have no way to transfer the sound file out of the recorder, thereby eliminating its usefulness altogether. Research all a model's functions before purchase. Brett Williams over at NovuScript, www.novuscript.com, is an expert on portable recorders, and his website has a wealth of information. If you mention Legal Typist, you receive preferred pricing and free shipping on orders over $200. While I do try to follow the motto that my dear old mom instilled in me as I was growing up, that if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all, I do caution upgraders away from Sony products. I have had nothing but trouble with their proprietary file types, and dictators report that the unit's buttons and functions are difficult to understand. In comparison, the same associate handed an Olympus model was able to create and process digital dictation files with very minor effort. Again, for the hardcore partners who really resist change, or those who simply don't want to change, I recommend the Olympus DS4000, as it is the only digital recorder which feels just like a tape unit, but without the tape. Now, once a digital file is created and transferred to the PC using the software provided with the unit, it is ready to be sent through a company's network to a secretary, uploaded to a transcription service provider, or sent via the internet to a virtual assistant. Now, the third option to capture dictation files is dictation software. Dictation software basically turns your computer, speakers, and microphone into a dictation recorder. As with many types of software, development of digital dictation applications range from the basic to the extremely comprehensive and industry-specific. Most dictation software has a free trial period and can be downloaded directly from a developer's website. Just as with the files created by a portable unit or dial-in technology, the dictation file created by the software can be transferred through your company's network or to your firm's transcription provider or VA. When it comes to dictation software, I have to recommend NCH's products, www.nch.com.au. They are not difficult or time-consuming to set up or learn. They come with step-by-step instructions, which include screenshots coupled with email support, and at a price point below $50 per user, NCH's Express Dictate is just what the more technology-advanced sole practitioners or hands-on IT admins of smaller firms need for an inexpensive, homemade digital dictation upgrade solution. Another great application, even at 10 times the cost of Express Dictate, is QuickScribe, digital dictation software created specifically for attorneys. With its proprietary IAS file format, QuickScribe allows dictators to capture content from documents, the web, or any electronic file to place within the dictation file itself. When the typist transcribes, any such material is then imported into the active document she or he is typing. It's also great for creating presentations and electronic training content. For more information on QuickScribe, contact Bruce House at www.digitaldictation.com and tell him Legal Typist sent you. Yes, it is true that tape dictation works and has worked for decades, but so does an abacus and even a compass for that matter. Upgrading to digital dictation is not a fix. It is an improvement to a known process. It is the natural evolution of dictation, from human being to recorded to digital. At some point, every firm has to weigh the pros and cons of any technology upgrade. With more and more equipment and software necessary to stay competitive, IT budgets are already strained, and with so many firms disappointed by legal technology ROI claims, it's no wonder that no one is looking for another upgrade. Unlike so much of the technology available to firms today, however, digital dictation is not new. It is very stable and has been robustly tested, successfully implemented, and utilized in various size environments for over a decade. This should, in my most humble opinion, make an upgrade to digital dictation a must to any firm's 2007 administrative or technical budget. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions, please feel free to send them in an email addressed to question@legaltypist.com or click on the Ask Andrea icon located on each page of www.lawfirmsolutions.com.